Now more than ever. Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price. You want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Price match applies to same item. Current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. It is late 1932. Come Christmas time, a young man, Ronald Reagan, is visiting Springfield, Illinois. His father, Jack, is running a shoe store to maintain what he can of an income for the family. It is the very, very, very dark days of the United States in what becomes the Great Depression. This is a moment when Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the disabled governor of New York, has been elected president, but it won't be until March that he takes office. Everything is dire, and we know that the banks are going to fail. So there is no prosperity anywhere. And yet Ronald Reagan records later what he saw of his father deeply, deeply hurt him. And he cried. I welcome a man who's told this story and all the others, his life and legend, Reagan, Max Boot. Max and I have history 20 years ago when Max was at the Wall Street Journal and he visited Iraq and came back and reported to me. So it's a great pleasure to welcome him to this show after all these years he's devoted to Ronald Reagan, away from his family, and now he gets to talk about it. Max, congratulations, a very good evening. Jack and Ron Reagan in that store that Reagan describes as a hole in the wall. What was Reagan's thoughts? Who was Jack? What do we need to know about his father? Good evening to you.
Yeah, good evening, and thanks for having me on. It's a pleasure to talk about the book, and we can begin by, as you suggest, by talking about Jack Reagan, Ronald Reagan's father. And Jack was this kind of ne'er-do-well Irish-American shoe salesman who had a great gift of blarney, very charming, great raconteur, but his great weakness was demon rum. And he was an alcoholic, major drinking problem, and that contributed to a lot of the misery of Ronald Reagan's childhood, because Jack Reagan dreamed of opening his own shoe emporium, but instead he kept losing one job after another, and the family kept moving from one place to another. And this, you know, created a sense of dislocation in little Dutch Reagan's life, as Reagan was known when he was young, and meant that he never stayed in one place for very long, and he never really got close to the other kids, in part because he had this family secret he didn't want people to know about, his father's drinking. And so that fostered a remoteness, this mental barrier that he erected against other people from his earliest days of childhood. And it also led to his aversion to personality conflict. And we think of Reagan as being somebody who could be very confrontational in his politics, which was true. But in his private life, he was very non-confrontational, in part because, you know, he had seen so much confrontation as a boy between his father, Jack, and his mother, Nellie, who obviously was not very happy when Jack would go and spend the family's rent money on alcohol or disappear for days at a time on a bender. And so there were a lot of arguments through the thin walls of their rented houses. And Jack really reached his low point at the same time as the rest of the country reached their low point in 1932, as you alluded to, when, you know, he was working far from the family's home in Dixon, Illinois. He was working in Springfield, Illinois, and presiding over a decrepit shoe store that Ronald Reagan visited and was very depressed to see the straits that his father was in. And even that didn't last long, because within a few weeks, Jack Reagan was fired and was out of work like millions of other Americans. And so that was really a very low point in his life and the family's life, along with that of the rest of the country.
Ronald Reagan was born in a winter storm in 1911. And he has the nickname Dutch because the remark was made by his father. He was a cheerful, chubby little baby boy. So he was called a fat Dutchman by his father. And Dutch is the nickname that stuck in his youth. We need to introduce his mother, Nellie, Disciples of Christ, extremely admirable, Protestant, marrying a man who did not practice his Roman Catholic religion. What do we need to remember about her as a young person caring for the children that inspired Reagan later?
Well, Nellie Reagan was very religious, and, you know, Dutch Reagan, her son, grew up in her faith, the Disciples of Christ. But while she was very religious, and she was really a do-gooder. I mean, she was somebody who spent all of her time ministering to patients at the hospital or inmates at the prison. She was somebody who was really committed to community service. But she was also, in many ways, a frustrated actress. And so from a very early age, Dutch Reagan and his brother Moon were being cast as extras in the plays that Nellie Reagan put on at community centers, at churches, these small halls throughout these small towns of the Midwest. And, you know, when Reagan's, when his ghostwriter for his post-presidential memoir was trying to push him for kind of a rosebud moment, some clue that unlocked who he became as from his childhood, he really struggled to find anything. But one thing he remembered was at age 10 or 11 being put on a stage by Nellie Reagan and liking the sound of the applause that he heard. So he kind of became an addict, addicted to the applause of the audience. And I think one other legacy from Nellie that is worth emphasizing is that she was a relentlessly positive, upbeat, optimistic, even Pollyannish person. She believed you always have to look on the sunny side of life and you can overcome any adversity. And that was incredibly integral to Ronald Reagan's psyche. He himself became extremely positive, upbeat, optimistic, to an extent that even frustrated, you know, his future wife, Nancy, or others, because they thought that he was ignoring some dismal realities. But that was really his legacy from Nellie, and it's what allowed him to cope with this very difficult childhood. And to always, he always put a very positive gloss on his childhood and remembered it as a quote-unquote Huck Finn idol, whereas in fact, it was a very difficult, even traumatic childhood. The family was very poor, the father losing one job after another, dealing with his alcoholism, but he always looked on the bright side of life, just as his mother Nellie had taught him.
In 1926, 27, and afterwards, Ron Reagan, 15 years old, Dutch Reagan, wins a job thanks to his father's introduction for the Graybills to be a lifeguard at a community pool, a community river.
Yeah.
And that's, I read that, Max, as extremely determinative of how he thought of himself, both admired and necessary. Is that a clue to what he becomes later?
Absolutely. And this was a very formative experience for him. He spent most of his high school and college years in the summers working as a lifeguard on the Rock River. And during that time, he saved 77 people from drowning. And there are cynics of a later age who question that claim and suggest that maybe that there were some girls who just feigned drowning to be rescued by this handsome lifeguard. But in fact, I mean, I researched it as best as I could, and I concluded that he really had saved 77 people, and he became kind of a small town hero because of that. And I think that gave him a taste of what it was like to be renowned, admired, to be useful to the community. And, you know, Reagan himself was never very self-reflective. He was a very frustrating subject for interviewers. But I found a remark that he made in the late 1930s to a movie fan magazine. And by the way, movie fan magazines were one of my best sources on Ronald Reagan's life because they were just such fascinating vignettes before he entered politics. But he made this comment to a movie fan magazine where he talked about why he liked being a lifeguard so much. And what he said was he liked sitting up on this high chair with everybody looking up at him. And I thought that was very revealing of his psyche.
I'm speaking with Max Boot, his life and legend. Reagan is the new biography. When we come back, father is rescued by the New Deal. And that is a significant political fact that Mr. Reagan will carry with him all the way through his years as a politician. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.